Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. The Institute has released its latest Indicators Report. The annual report tracks economic, demographic, and quality of life trends in Northeast Pennsylvania, and this year's report grapples with the regional impacts of some national issues. And WVIA's Roger Dupuy is here to break it all down.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Roger. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
So first of all, tell us, what is the Institute and why do they release this report?
Okay. So the Institute is a partnership of 14 area colleges and universities working with the business community. And since 2006, they have put together this annual report, which looks at a series of economic and demographic trends in the community, transportation, healthcare, workforce, education, all sorts of things that are relevant to maintaining a healthy economy. Mm-hmm. And they distribute the report pretty widely so that decision makers in all fields, academia, government, business, healthcare, can make effective decisions that govern hiring, policies that they implement, career and educational offerings. So it really has a broad application.
Okay, so what were some of the big things that you noticed either in reading this report, this very long report,
right,
or attending the presentation of it the other day?
Yes, so this 138-page report, not light. A couple things. Healthcare is always an issue, and this year one of the national trends, and I know we may talk about this in a little bit. The cuts to Medicaid that are proposed, or basically that have been passed by the federal government that take effect in 2027, I believe, are going to have a major impact on the region. So that's a thing. AI and data centers are something that we need to be cognizant of, as well as the impact of tariffs, reciprocal tariffs from other countries on our manufacturing industries.
Mm-hmm. Specifically on our regional and local manufacturing industries.
Correct.
So why is it so important for people like that to have this data that looks at these national trends, but then drills it down to Northeast Pennsylvania and how it'll impact here?
Right. I think we all live in silos, right? And one of the things that we often do is that we know what the national trends are, and they're important. But there aren't always in many communities there isn't always a central repository of information about what those trends look like where you live, right? So we can talk about what housing looks like in Pennsylvania, what the workforce looks like in Pennsylvania and other places. But in Northeast Pennsylvania, specifically on a county basis, that's what this does, if that helps.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So as we said before, the report is 138 pages.
Correct.
It's quite extensive.
Yes.
But what were some of the other topics that you picked up on that we might be digging into here at WVIA News?
The brain drain in education, which is certainly a consideration. One of the things that the report looks at is that teacher recruitment and retention, particularly in the K-12 area, is a problem. It's a problem that a lot of folks are leaving the area and they're finding it hard to replace them. So that's the thing. I talked obviously about the impact of Medicaid cuts. I think that is going to be felt not only by patients, but by the hospitals and health systems. And I'm also interested in, we talked about the tariffs and the AI, but also transportation, whether or not we ever get the train in New York and what that means, coordinating our public transit systems, the health and wellness of our interstate highways. So all of those things I think are of interest. And the housing stock. In Northeast Pennsylvania, the housing stock, a plurality of it was built before 1940. You know, all of us who live here know about the older homes. And so that's something that they talked about that I think is going to be interesting down the road.
Okay. And really quickly, some of the folks that you spoke to at the presentation of this, did they say how they've used these results in the past?
They did. Actually, some of them talked about using it not only in terms of marketing, but in terms of, again, planning their budgets, planning what they offer to the community, whether, that be courses or, sort of business products. They look at it when they're making decisions about their business for the years to come. And I think it's a critical planning tool that helps them, as I say, get out of the silo of where they're at to look at how the community as a whole lives, breathes, works, plays, and what it means for their business.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we will have a lot more to talk about on this. And now all of you know what we'll be referring to when we talk about the Indicators Report. Yes. Roger, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sarah.